Every once in a while I get the question, hey Ish, how are seedless watermelons produced? And that's a really good question. University researchers discovered years ago that you can grow seedless watermelons by crossing watermelon varieties to produce plants that have an odd number of chromosomes. Because of the odd number of chromosomes, those offspring plants are sterile and they don't produce seeds. Some people might ask the question, well, are seedless watermelons a genetically modified food, a GMO? And the answer is no, they're the result of crossbreeding. Simply stated, you cross a particular type of male plant with a particular type of female plant, and boom, you have seedless watermelons. The technique dates all the way back to the 1930s.
Today's Farmer and Garden Almanac is made possible by FeedWorks USA, providing feed additives for the dairy and livestock industries. Information at FeedWorksUSA.com.